Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Katie Weller calling from Palo Alto, California.
Well, nice to see you, Katie.
I am such a big fan of the show. I grew up listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and I'm just so excited.
Oh, this is very exciting. It's exciting for us. Did it warp you in any way?
I mean, I hope it gave me a great sense of humor.
No, it didn't do that.
Burn. Peter's on fire this week.
Insult comic. Don Rickles lives.
I know. Well, Katie, it's great to talk to you. Welcome to our show after so many years. You, of course, are going to play our Bluff the Listener game. Your job, as I think you know, is to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Katie's topic?
Now hiring.
Every American strives for the humble dignity of a day at work because that is where we can avoid our families. This week we heard about a new job opening out there somewhere in the world. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the one who's telling the truth. You'll win our prize, the Wait Waiter of your choice, doing your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right. Your first job opening comes from Alonzo Bowden.
Are you a lousy driver? GM is looking for you. Lost your license? GM is looking for you. If you think stop signs and speed limits are only suggestions, GM is dreaming of you. How better to test their new fleet of autonomous cars than putting them head-to-head against truly terrible drivers? Harold Rosen, GM engineer in charge of autonomous testing, says, quote, "We program the cars to avoid all dangers we can think of, but bad drivers are incredibly creative. And if we want our cars to avoid trouble, they're going to need to practice. The plan is to bring them to GM test facilities where streets have been set up to duplicate neighborhoods," Harold says. "They'll have these bad drivers drive around and the autonomous cars deal with them. We've seen left turns from the right lane, U-turns in the middle of a one-way street. We had one young lady who stopped in the middle of an intersection because her phone rang and she said she's not supposed to talk and drive." GM supplies the cars along with hotel and expense money. They are bringing drivers in from all over the country and emphasize they will provide transportation from the hotel to the facility.
GM hiring terrible drivers to test autonomous cars. Your next story of a job opportunity comes from Jesse Klein.
In response to recent customer demands, Whole Foods has announced a new position, avocado concierge. Avocado concierge, you will be directly involved in ensuring avocados are ripe for our customers at all times. You will be responsible for round-the-clock monitoring of our avocado population, tracking developing information about softness, brown spots, and overall acceptability. If an avocado becomes ripe during your shift, you will alert customers over the store's PA system and dispose of that avocado if it is not claimed within 5 minutes. In addition, Whole Foods VP for Produce Technology has announced their plan to create a kind of avocado Amber Alert system using statewide cell phone push technology. This initiative will be supported by a team of, quote, avocado hens, employees who will actually sit on top of the avocados, keeping them warm with their human body heat. Qualified candidates must have a background in horticulture and at least 5 years of experience dealing with insufferable people.
The avocado concierge, just one of a number of positions in avocado care and marketing at Whole Foods. Your last story of an open position available to a job seeker somewhere comes from Maz Jobrani.
Some people complain that they have a crappy job. Too much time standing on their feet, having to deal with a mean boss, or just too little pay. But now there's a town in Idaho that gives the term crappy job a whole new meaning. The town of Nampa, Idaho, is looking for volunteers to help them stave off an influx of roughly 10,000 crows, which have been flocking to the town the past 3 years, creating a public hazard with their droppings. That's right, they're looking for human scarecrows to stop the bird poop. Nampa Chief of Staff Robert Sanchez is calling for volunteers for different mobile teams. One team would be collecting meteorological data and counting crows. That's actually their job, to count crows. Not listen to the band Counting Crows, but to actually count crows. Another mobile team would be making efforts to displace the crows using noise machines and laser pointers. I'm assuming one of the noises is not caw-caw, caw-caw.
All right. So one of these is a real job that somebody could get, perhaps yourself, if you need a change. Was it from Alonzo, terrible drivers being hired by GM to really test autonomous cars? From Jesse Klein, the avocado concierge position at Whole Foods? Or from Maz Jobrani, human scarecrows in Idaho? Which of these is the real story in the week's news?
Wow. I mean, I kind of wish it was the avocado one because that would be really useful.
It would be.
But I think I'm going to go with option three about the
crows. You're going to go with Maz's story of the human scarecrows being hired in Idaho. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone who's actually involved in this job search.
Migration of crows occurs here in the fall, and volunteers and voice makers and handheld laser devices to displace the crows.
That was Bobby Sanchez, the chief of staff of Nampa City Hall in Idaho, talking about the human scarecrows they are hiring. Congratulations, Katie, you got it right. A lifetime of listening has paid off. You earned a point for Maz Jobrani. You've won our prize, the voice of anyone you like, on your voicemail. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I had a blast.
Thank you, too. Take care.